Bring awareness to your breath. Maybe deepen the breath a bit more. And then come on to hands and knees. Settle into any motion that makes you kind of explore where you are in space. Maybe just also take a second of gratitude for finding Earth. Notice if there is any tension that is being held in your face, in your jaw. And then on your next exhale, press back to downward facing dog. And take a moment to pedal the legs out and drop the head, the jaw, the brain. Find yourself truly in this moment right now. And then inhale, extend the right leg up. Rotate your hip open, bend the upper knee. And take a couple of circles. And then how about you take your circles in both directions? So first explore it right to left and then left to right. And inhale, extend the leg, reach it back. Knee to nose, exhale. Inhale, extend the leg, and right knee, right elbow. Inhale, extend the leg, and right knee, left elbow. Inhale, extend the leg, step the foot through, come to a runner's lunge. So be on the fingertips, draw the chest forward, and then exhale and straighten the front knee to your ability. So very much that front knee could still be bent. And then wiggle the hips a bit. So maybe pull the hip back. Find different angles. A little deeper breath. And then glide on forward, back to runner's lunge. Set the hands, go to plank pose. Shift forward and then lower all the way down. Press the top of the feet down. Inhale, low cobra. Exhale, back down. Inhale, low cobra. Try to stay with the inhale, inhale, inhale. Exhale, slowly, slowly, slowly. One more time. Try to measure out the breath. Steady inhale. And then steady exhale. Tuck the toes under, inhale to plank pose. Exhale to downward facing dog. Inhale the left leg up. Rotate the hip open, bend the upper knee, and then explore the circles slowly from both directions. And it's on your own terms, right? So the size and the speed of the circle is up to you, but it's very much aware. There's no flinging of limbs mindlessly, right? Just awareness of sensation. On your next inhale, extend the legs, squeeze through the legs, knee to nose, exhale. Inhale, extend, and left knee, left elbow. Inhale, extend left knee, right elbow. Inhale, extend and step it through runner's lunge. Draw the chest forward, full breath, and then straighten the front knee and explore. Notice if your exploration is the time when you're kind of check out, bring it back to, okay, you got feet, you got legs, you got a jaw, something is going on. Inhale, shift forward, set your hands, plank pose. Slowly lower all the way down. Three of your breath as you go through low cobra, inhale, back to the floor. Inhale, low cobra. Exhale, back. Inhale, low cobra. Exhale, back. Tuck the toes under. Inhale, plank pose. Exhale, downward facing dog. Ha. And just because we rarely ever take the downward dog in a different perspective, let's try it. Shorten the dog just a dash and then take the feet. You could even take it off your mat. Just take it super wide. Yeah, now squeeze the quadricep and press out of the shoulders. Try to hang the chest more back towards the thighs. Now keep the legs really, really strong. Take the right hand behind your lower back and try to not become asymmetrical, right? So it's mostly up to the legs to keep you steady here. Are you still breathing? And slowly switch legs, but do return always, like legs are strong. I'm gonna take now the left hand behind my lower back and watch for the hips. It's still stationary and symmetrical. And yeah, you might need to bend your knees a lot. You might need to shorten your dogs more. And that's okay. I wanna hear just a little more breath. Deep inhale. And deep exhale. Release the arm back down. Walk your hands back to the back of the mat. And then interlace the fingers behind the lower back. And you're in a wide squat and just squat into it, like hang into the whole thing. And we hardly ever give ourselves the privilege to actually take a wide bent knee forward fold, because for some reason, we try to go for that very difficult straight-legged version. But this one is so lovely for the neck and a low back, right? And slowly release the arms down. Take your time to walk the feet to touch. Halfway lift, inhale. Forward fold, exhale. Inhale, rise all the way up, lengthen. And hands to heart. Connect to heart, a place of vulnerability and strength, a place of knowledge and love. Inhale. Inhale, reach up and bow forward, exhale. Halfway lift to flat spine. And then this is fun. Walk your hands towards the front of the mat. Land in plank pose. Inhale. Chaturanga, lower all the way down. cobra or upward dog, and downward facing dog. Big breath in, and big breath out. Ha. Big breath in, and big breath out. Step or steps to the top of the mat. Halfway lift, inhale. Forward fold, exhale. Inhale, rise all the way up. And bow forward, exhale. Halfway lift, inhale. Set the hands, plank pose. Walk the feet back as you exhale, chaturanga. Upward dog, inhale, legs are strong. Downward dog, exhale. Deep breath in and deep breath out. Walk your hands back to the back of the mat. Halfway lift, inhale. Forward fold, exhale. Inhale, rise all the way up. And bow forward, exhale. Halfway lift, inhale. Walk the hands forward, strong legs. Don't let the belly sag. Chaturanga, exhale. Upward dog, inhale. Downward dog, exhale. Big breath in and big breath out. I'm throwing a couple of sun salutations at you that are unusual and new. They're newcomers to yoga. Nothing to fear. Step or float to the top of the mat. Halfway lift, inhale. Forward fold, exhale. Inhale, rise all the way up. And hands to heart. Chair pose. Oh, now let's take a breath in that chair. Nothing works without a breath, right? Take deep inhale. Bow forward, exhale. Halfway lift, inhale. Chaturanga, exhale. Upward dog, inhale. Downward dog, exhale. Right leg up, inhale. Step it through, warrior one. Inhale, rise up. Single breath. We're gonna keep on moving. Chaturanga, exhale. Upward dog, inhale. Downward dog, exhale. Left leg up, inhale. Step it through, warrior one. Inhale, rise up. Exhale, chaturanga. Elongate the breath. That upward dog is scrumptious and long. Inhale, downward dog, exhale. Deep breath in. Deep breath out. Let's do an exhale with that snake, kind of like a s. So take a deep inhale, really bust out of the chest, and then just go s. Yeah, that you can't exhale too quickly with that snake thing, okay? Now try to make your inhale as long as that snake exhale was. Big inhale, 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 inhale. If it helps, you do the snake or try to control with just exhaling through the nose. Beautiful, one more time. Deep inhale. Go beyond what you can. Go beyond what you can and then control it with the abs. Slow, steady exhale. Stay empty, step or float to the top. And then a nice slow halfway lift to an inhale. Forward fold, exhale. Inhale, rise all the way up. And connect back to heart. Chair pose, inhale. Bow forward, exhale. Halfway lift, inhale. Chaturanga, exhale. Upward dog, inhale. Downward dog, exhale. Right leg up, inhale. Step it through, warrior one, inhale. Reach up. Warrior two, exhale. Pivot to the side and starfish, inhale. So arms reach up, toes to the side. Exhale to a warrior two to the back of the room. Inhale to your warrior one. So you squeeze the hips forward, reach the arms up. Exhale, chaturanga, facing the back of the mat. Upward dog, inhale. Downward dog, exhale. Inhale, right leg up. Step it through, warrior one. Open warrior two. Inhale to starfish to the side. Exhale to warrior two to the front. Inhale to warrior one, reach the arms up. Exhale, chaturanga. Upward dog, inhale. Downward dog, exhale. Lift your heels, bend the knees, step or float to the top. Halfway lift, inhale. Forward fold, exhale. Inhale to chair pose, single breath, and then bow forward, exhale. Halfway lift, inhale. Chaturanga, exhale. Upward dog, inhale. Downward dog, exhale. Left leg up, inhale. Step it through, warrior one. Inhale, rise up. Warrior two, exhale. Starfish to the side. Inhale, reaching arms up. Open warrior two, exhale to the back. Warrior one, inhale, squaring to the back. Exhale, chaturanga. Upward dog, inhale. Downward dog, exhale. Inhale, left leg up. Step it through, warrior one. Inhale, rise up. Warrior two, open. Inhale to the side, reaching. Exhale to open to the front. Warrior two. Warrior one, sweeping, squaring the chest. Exhale, chaturanga. Upward dog, inhale. Downward dog, exhale. Big inhale, go beyond what you can. Visualize what is possible past the inhale. And then slowly exhale, exhale, exhale. Do it again, slow, steady. Inhale, 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 and then exhale, exhale, exhale. On an empty breath, step or float to the top. Halfway lift, inhale, forward fold, exhale. Inhale, rise, and keep on rising while you're still inhaling, but you're still inhaling because you keep on rising, and then keep on rising because you're inhaling. And slowly, hands to heart, exhale. Chair pose, inhale. Bow forward, exhale. Halfway lift, inhale. Chaturanga, exhale. Upward dog, inhale. Downward dog, exhale. Inhale, right leg up. Step it through, warrior one, inhale, rise up. Warrior two, open. Inhale to reverse the warrior. Exhale to a one-legged plank, right leg stays up. And I want that right leg really strong. And if you can't quite hold this yet, if you can't quite hold this yet in the shoulders and in the core, put the left knee down. The booty will stay at the height where it is, not lower, not higher. It's just going to behave exactly where it is. Take the right knee to the right tricep. And then inhale and extend the chest forward, extend the leg back. Exhale, squeeze right knee, right tricep. Inhale, extend it back. Squeeze it, squeeze it, squeeze it. Inhale, extend it back. Walk your hands back, actually press to three-legged dog, and then walk your hands back to standing splits. Breathe. Now, in your standing split, square your hip, and your standing knee, I have to bend my standing knee for this to make it happen, okay? Walk your hands just a little more forward, come to the fingertips, bend the standing knee, come to airplane. So you're doing an airplane at the back of the mat, standing on a left foot, extending through the chest. Now, keep lifting the chest. Keep lifting the chest till you feel that you're higher than your hip. Breathe. And then come to standing, hug the right knee to the chest. Then yeah, you're at the back of your mat, and that might be unusual, that might be weird, but it's nothing to fear. And then take the right ankle across, one-legged chair. Yeah, the back of the mat. I'm gonna do that with you guys because I could use that stretch. And now see if we can get a little more, just push the glutes back as you extend the chest forward. So the key for the stretch is not so much depth, although that will get you somewhere, but it's about feeling what you're doing. Can you perk your tailbones way up and extend the chest forward? Breathing here. If it's all right with your lower back, can you hold a beach ball in front of you and look down? It can be too much. And in that case, you know when it's too much because you go, and that's your cue to not do it, right? But if you're breathing, if you're just thinking, well, Dora, that left ankle is really, I'm starting to be aware that I got a left ankle. Well, that's better than not having one, right? Come, hold on to that right foot, place it into tree pose. It's okay if you fell, that just means you tried. Inhale, both arms up. Maybe look up, who knows? And then as you're looking up, can you move the tree into a forward extension with that leg? So that leg is reaching forward, take a big breath, and now back to airplane. And I know, I feel for your left ankle. I've been there, I feel it, I know it. Go back to standing split, hands go to the floor. Good news for that ankle, walk the hands forward, one-legged plank. You could put the left knee down, it's totally legit. Lift out of the shoulders. Right knee, left elbow. Yup. Inhale it back, one-legged plank. Right knee, left elbow. Inhale it back to one-legged plank. Right knee, left elbow, and then twisted side plank. Left arm comes up, pivot, open, lift that. And with that free arm, take a couple of circles. Let there be space and ease. And then you set the hands back down, make it back to a three-legged dog with the right leg to the sky. And it's okay if you had to restart from scratch. That's a way, that's a perfectly valid way. And I know that that's not with a V, but with a W, but I mix them up sometimes, and I'm okay. Step it through crescent lunge. Yup, breathing. I see a couple of heels, back heels that are awfully close to the floor. Press the back. Now we're getting somewhere. Hands to heart, tuck the tailbone under. Left elbow, right knee. Let's come back to that breath. We might have done a lot of strength work and we forgot that we need breath to feed the muscles. Open up the arms. You could take the lower arm on the inside, but keep the breath steady. Deep inhale. And deep exhale. Deep inhale. And deep exhale. Deep inhale. And deep exhale. Root the, what is that for you? Left hand down. We're gonna pivot all 10 toes to the right, which is the hallway in our room. And then reach back for our IT band stretch. Inhale, lift up and out. Exhale, sweep back. Inhale, lift up and out. Exhale, sweep back. And now lift up and out and hold it here. It's a valid choice to stay here, or you lift the upper foot and actually step it behind you, turning this into a wild thing, pressing out of the shoulder, lifting the hips up and stretching the belly. Oh, it feels so good. Breathe into the belly, breathe into the extension. And then now lower the hips a little bit so you're not pulling your lower back. When you come back, you're gonna come back to a one-legged plank. The right leg stays up. Son of a, but you're still, that motif stays with us. Hold it here for 5, 4, 3, 2. On one, pull the right knee under the hip, but don't put it down, not quite yet. For 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Now put it down, take the left arm up. Open up towards the left, towards me over here. There you go. And then we're gonna lift the straight leg up, okay? And some of you stay here, connect to extension. And then some of you will bend the knee, grab the foot, and get a good little chest opener going on here. Breathing, maybe, maybe not. And then leave the left leg up, extend the arm. Square the hip, take both hands down. So lower the left hip a little more down. Now reach the right arm forward. Tuck the tailbone under. And upper hand to upper knee, so one knee bow. Did I say knee? Upper hand to upper foot. Sorry guys, my brain has been cooking. Breathe, chest uplift out of the lower shoulder. Get an A for being present though. It's very good. Go back to extension. So right arm forward, left leg back. And then leave the leg up, take the hand down. Tuck the right toes under, three-legged dog. So now you're in a downward dog with the left leg up. Step the left foot through warrior one. And warrior two. Reverse the warrior, inhale. One-legged plank with the left leg up. Right knee could go down. So find a place where you have safe and strong stability. And then work on left knee, left tricep. Squeeze. Inhale to extend. Left knee, left tricep. Squeeze. Inhale to extend. One more time. Squeeze. Inhale to extend. Three-legged dog. Press the booty up. And now walk the hands back. Standing split to the back of the mat. And breathing. And you can even pick up the hands here and just roll around the fist so you get a little break here, right? Are you breathing? Or the more precise question, are you consciously breathing? Is there depth to the breath? Bend the standing knee, come to airplane at the back of your mat. If that's too much, then grab your block and do a supported airplane. You could have the block at the highest level, right under your nose, pressing up and out of that block, right? Breathing, come on up to standing, hug the left knee to the chest, drop both legs if you need a break, right? You have the right to do that. And it's not an easy sequence. So, and then take the left ankle across, one-legged chair. Find that place where you're stretching the hips. Find that place where you're consciously doing something to your body, right? And then you're consciously aware of your own thoughts and reactions to your own actions. And breathe. Deepen the breath. See if just that simple action of deepening the breath, can it change the action, the sensation? What is going on here? Can I ask a question? Can I stay open? And then grab a hold of the left foot, Lift with your tush. Come on up to standing. Place the foot into tree. And then just flirt with the possibility of falling. Take the arms up. And now, because if you fall out of this pose, you end up with 2 feet on the ground, and there can be nothing more safe than that. And see if you can soften the gaze, deepen the breath. And then try to keep the arms lifting up as you take the knee, lift it to the front of you, and then extend the leg forward. Notice if you're leaning back, lower the leg slightly and lean the chest up instead. Then go back to airplane. Nice, steady airplane. Breathing. Standing splits, hands go down. Square your hip and then have fun with this. Walk the hands forward, one-legged plank. It's super fun. And you remember, you can modify. You could put the right knee down. Left knee, right elbow. Inhale it, extend and lengthen. And cross it across. Inhale, lengthen, and squeeze it across, and then extend it and take the right arm up, twisted side plank, twisting up towards the right side of the room, breathing. So you cross the leg underneath you, lift out of the shoulder, the breath is steady. Full on inhale. Back to a three-legged dog with the left leg up. And if you had to disassemble and reassemble, that's good, right? Take a breath in there. Step through high crescent lunge. Take your time. Find your legs. What is holding you up, right? Can always play around once we have stability. Can you find the legs? Can you find the function in the legs? And then the lightness in the heart, the lightness in the face. Hands to heart, right elbow, left knee, breathing. Find your breath. Find the power in your breath. There is power in your breath. Just have to choose to view it that way. Okay? Just have to make that choice. Open up your arms and still your breathing, but maybe the arms help you express your breath. Maybe the fingers help to have direction to your breath, right? They're not supporting you the way the legs are supporting you, but they're emotionally expressing the breath. One more deep inhale. And then you're gonna root down on the right hand, pivot all 10 toes to the left side. So you're on the outer edge of that back foot for the IT bend stretch. Inhale, lift up and out. Exhale, sweep back. Inhale, lift up and out. Exhale, sweep back. Inhale and exhale. So we're gonna lift up and out and hold. You can hold here because it's safer for the shoulder, or you're working on your strength. Or you step the upper foot behind you, make a kickstand, press up and out more to create more of a curvature. And you're reaching and lengthening and breathing. One more breath. And come back to squaring it. And then slowly with control to one-legged plank, left leg stays up. And we're just okay. We're okay for 5, 4, 3, 2. Pull the knee underneath you, but don't put it down. For 5, 4, 3, 2. On one, put the knee down. Lift the right arm up. Knee down version of the side plank. So now your right leg is straight. Lift the straight leg up. Lift the right leg up. Left out of the rooting shoulder. And then bend the right knee, grab upper hand to upper foot, if that's an option. If not, then you don't worry about it. Keep the breath steady. And then extend back. So the right leg stays up. You take a big inhale, take both hands to the ground, square the right hip down, and now reach the left arm forward. And before we go anywhere, just tuck the tailbone. So you have the left knee down, the right leg is extending, the left arm is extending, the right arm is down. And then you're lengthening and lengthening and lengthening. Bend the right knee. Try to grab the right foot with the left hand, but lift out of the right shoulder. Right? You're really extending and opening the chest, creating space everywhere. And then no slingshotting, just extend back to reaching, reaching, reaching. And then leave the right leg up, release the left hand down, tuck the left toes under and press back to three-legged dog. Rotate the hip open, bend the upper knee. Inhale, straighten the leg. Exhale, step it through warrior two. Find your breath. Big inhales. Big exhales. Just a little more awareness in that front foot, but I'm being super picky because you guys are so awesome. And just maybe a little more peeling open on the front knee, making sure that front foot is facing forward. Reverse the warrior, inhale, and then side angle. I'm gonna have a little fun with this side angle. So this straight leg is gonna get really strong. And then the right elbow, you can even make a fist with the right hand because it expresses kind of the emotion behind the action. You're gonna push the right elbow against the inside of the right knee, but the right knee is gonna push back. So I'm going kind of pressing against, and then the knee is pushing back. So what I'm feeling is this inner thigh is engaging, and then I'm squeezing the straight leg as well. And now on top of that action, I'm gonna reach up and spiral the chest up and breathe. So, and you can be in a loving way, very disciplined with yourself, right? With this whole pushing the elbow into the inner knee issue. And you can stay here or keep that front knee in that disciplined way. Just reach the lower arm towards me, towards the left. And now you use the legs and the core to spiral the chest a little more up. But you're breathing. Face is steady, the jaw is steady, your lips are kissably soft. And then reverse the warrior. As many steps as you need to not hurt the lower back, you come into half moon. So that could be one giant leap that's very slow, or you go to the top of your mat, position your block, and then pivot. And you're breathing. Are you aware of your lifted foot? Right? So there's energy going through. There's something going on. You're aware and there's something going on in that foot. Huge breath in. Standing splits because why not? It's just that kind of day. And then walk your hands a foot more forward. If the floor is very far away, keep your hands on a block. But if your hands are already on the floor, walk them a little more forward and now place the whole palm down. And all I'm asking you is lift out of the shoulders, engage the core, shift 2 more pounds into those hands. So it's a subtle weight transfer, a subtle weight transfer. And it's an all-level class, so some of you guys are quite strong, and you could actually put 99.9% of your body weight in your arms, but only if you're lifting out of your shoulders, and then you're standing on your pinky toe, on the pinky toe, but there's so little weight on the pinky toe that maybe if there's a proper amount of toe flick, you find yourself in a handstand. But sometimes life doesn't give you a toe flick, but sometimes a toe flick comes along. Yeah, there's no core here. Pull it in, pull it in, pull it in. There you go. Now there's core.
And then feet together, forward fold. Ha. Actually, I changed my mind. Feet apart, Malasana squat. Breathing. Steady breath. Deep inhales. If you can't quite control your exhale, do that little snake business. It helps to bring that rhythm back. Because when we're tired, what happens is that, right? Control the inhale nice and long and steady. Oh yeah, those are my knees. And slowly fall on the tush. And you're gonna take, just roll back onto your lower back. Reach the arms up, flex the palms back. And then take the knees towards your triceps. So it's a reclined crow. Your head is off the floor. Your shoulder blades are off the floor. Try to press the ceiling away with your arms and your hands. So you're pressing up, 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 up. Now pull the knees down to your armpit while you're pressing the ceiling away with your arms. And now pull the pit of the belly up and in. And gonna keep pressing, pulsing up with the upper body, pushing the ceiling away for 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, and hold, but not the breath, just that incredibly difficult place, and you're holding it anyway. And then hug your knees in. Rock and roll back and forth, rock and roll back and forth until you're in a squat facing the front of the room. And then you set your hands down and now take your crow and try to do, it's the same thing what you just did. It's the same properties. It's mostly in your core. You set your hands, you shift forward, and now try to straighten your arms and pull your knees up to your armpit. So especially if you're already a flying crow, the next step is to become that crane with the straight arms and all core hovering, hovering. And then a chaturanga. Hover in your upward dog because it will feel good, right? It's not an easy pose, but it feels so lovely. Stay with that upward dog, one more breath. And then downward facing dog. Inhale the left leg up. Rotate the hip open, bend the upper knee. Inhale, straighten the leg. Exhale, step it through warrior two. So check out that front foot. Make sure it's facing forward. The knee is peeling open. Reverse the warrior. Inhale. And then side angle. Okay. Find your breath. Find that depth, but also softness. And take the lower hand, which happens to be your left arm right now. Can even make a fist to give it a little more direction emotionally. You press the left elbow on the inside of the left knee, and the left knee presses back into the elbow. All right, so I'm not on top of the foot. I'm pressing literally from the inside. So I'm trying to peel the knee open with the arm, but the leg won't let it, and the leg is pressing back into the arm. I'm working both the arm and the leg here. And then I rotate open, open, open with the chest, breathing. And you may stay here, or you reach the lower arm towards the right, but still trying to pivot up without changing the angle of the spine. Peeling open that side angle, breathing, soft face, steady breath, maybe even, or can you do your snake thing here? And then reverse the warrior, nice big inhale. And exhale to half moon, as many steps as it takes you to get to the moon, right? Breathe. Look at that front foot. Front foot has this way of becoming Donald Ducky as you get to the top of the mat with the half moon. So make sure toes are still facing forward. And if the toes move, just make sure the knees move as well. The knees and the toes always got to agree on a direction, right? Steady breath. Big inhale. Standing splits. Mm-hmm. So let's work on this handstand prep. And if all you do is to put two more grams into your hands, but you're starting to build the faith that it's possible, right? Notice if you're telling yourself that it's not possible or if it's scary. No, it's possible. You just gotta understand it. You gotta have that dialogue with it of how is it working, right? And then feet together, forward fold. Halfway lift, inhale. Forward fold, exhale. Inhale, rise all the way up. And hands to heart. Natarajasana, dancer. Right arm reaches back. Grab the right foot. And then walk slowly. Walk slowly. So you get to explore and understand, right? When we move fast, we don't really understand things, right? Are you still breathing? Breathing steady. And slowly release the foot, cartwheel the arms around, take the other foot. Steady breath. And slowly come back, root down on both feet. Inhale, reach the arms up. And then come back to that heart. I'm willing to show and feel the feelings within. That's true courage. And then inhale, reach up. And bow forward, exhale. Halfway lift, inhale. Chaturanga, exhale. Upward dog, inhale. Downward dog, exhale. Inhale the right leg up. Step it through, release the left knee down. Inhale, reach up. So Ardha Ushtrasana, tuck the tailbone under. Make sure the front knee is in 90 degrees. So we're not sinking into the hips here. We're going the other way. See if you can draw. You're not going to actually move the feet and the knee, but try to draw energetically the front foot back and the back knee forward so you right away sense that grippiness in the legs. And now circle sweep the arms back, support your lower back, and draw the chest up, pull the shoulder blades down. So on the upper body, it's like your usual camel. And some of you guys will experiment with tucking the left toes under and trying to reach for the left heel with the left hand. You could also reach for it without tucking the toes under, but that's 3 inches lower, so that's quite a bit. But only go back as much as you can still feel that grippiness in the legs, because it's the grippiness that will give you a safe way to come out of where you went, right? And now reach the right arm up. No matter where you are, you can reach the right arm up and kind of breathe an upward breath and then slightly carry that breath backwards. Take one more breath here. And now use the grippiness of the legs and a core to come up to neutral. Straighten the front knee to your ability. Shift the hips back. Ardha Hanuman half splits. And if you haven't taken a breath in the past couple of seconds, then start breathing. Right? It's at least But sometimes we can't make the body do the breath because we're caught up in the action. And sometimes we even know that that is what's happening, but there's nothing you can do about it. We're somehow caught up in the action, but at least we're aware of it, right? But then you arrive and it's like, well, can you ask yourself to breathe? Can you give yourself that space? And then shift forward, walk the right foot into a pigeon position and come into a half pigeon. And if you rather just recline onto your back and do it that way, that's fine. It's a little different flow, but it works better for you. It works better for you. And then recognize the breath. Recognize the need for the breath. Recognize how the breath unites all living being on earth. Notice where your mind goes. Big inhale and big exhale. Big inhale and big exhale. Set your hands down, work your way back to three-legged dog. The right leg will be up in the sky. And then here you could choose to take another set of hip circles, like we did earlier, maybe even reflect on any observed changes, or you could flip your dog and make sure the left shoulder is able to support the angle and the weight. A little more breath. And then we'll eventually meet in downward dog with both feet down. So don't flip and flop to hurry your way there. Just move through whatever you need to move through to make it there. And then big breath and slow and steady breath out. Inhale the left leg up. Step it through, release the right knee down. Inhale, reach up. So setting up for the camel with the half-legged version. Okay, but first, before you go anywhere, you find where the leg muscles are holding you up. How's the pelvis? Stationary and supportive, right? And then once you have an understanding of that foundation, that's when you take a breath and elongate and circle sweep the arms back and start testing the waters to see just how much can you pull the chest up while you pull the shoulders down. And then keep always half an eye on what's going on in your legs. Are you still feeling the grippiness, or have you just kind of shifted the weight to the back and hoping that something will happen? And then you deepen it to the level you need to deepen in. So it's the right arm reaching back for the heel and the left arm reaching up. It's your body, it's your practice, it's your life. It's very unique, it's beautiful. Full of breath, or the potential of the breath. And then on the exhale, shifting forward to Ardha Hanuman,
Maybe that front knee never straightens in your whole life, but the sensation is the same whether your knee straightens or not. It's a stretch at the back of the leg. Can you focus the breath on it? Can you still feel the rising of the and the falling of the chest, the softness in the face, and the openness of the heart? And it's beautiful, like the heart is right where you're breathing. It's in the chest cavity, right? And you notice you can't breathe when your heart is heavy. The proverb goes, there are stones laying on my heart. But amazingly, the heart will open up if you just breathe, right? And it just starts moving. And then shift forward, come to half pigeon, your version. If you need to completely rearrange furniture, well, you rearrange furniture. But you come back into that soothing breath and see if you can imagine your breath as this elixir of beauty and spaciousness and love that just kind of relaxes through the body. And then recognizing the sensation. And recognizing that we all feel sensations and they're generally the same, sadness, joy, pain, sorrow. Right? The experience might be different. What caused it? The sensation is the same. Deep inhale and deep exhale. Deep inhale and deep exhale. One more breath. And then set your hands. Let's take it back to the three-legged dog. And it's your choice. It's your freedom what you do with that, right? But it has to be a safe choice for you. So if you flip the dog, and you're knowing that you're doing that to your right shoulder. Coming back to three-legged dog and then a downward dog. Deep breath in and deep breath out. Shift forward, draw the chest forward, squeeze the thighs, take a deep inhale and then lower all the way down to the floor. Sweep your arms back, engage the legs, lift up to locust. And just watch the breath. So can you give this locust enough freedom, enough space to move with the breath?
And then lower all the way down. Feeling the breath. And then come back to same pose or bend your knees, grab your feet, come to locust or bow. But even in that bow, it's not strung so tight that it has no space. It's strung enough to learn, to explore, to ask questions, but it's flexible enough for breath, for a little bit of that compromise. And then exhale back down, soften and ease. Press back to child's pose. Downward facing dog. Walk your feet through your hands, sit on your tush, and then straddle the legs. We're gonna do a straddle forward extension here. Yeah, you might have to work with your neighbors so we all have space, but yeah. There's always space. If you're feeling the back of the knee, make the straddle more narrow. If you're feeling the sits bones, same thing. You could even put a little bend in your knee. If you're really coming to the conclusion that you're quite unflexible here, then sit on a block and then do that. Flex your feet through, engage the quadriceps, and then grab opposite elbows. Inhale the chest up, and you're not gonna round the spine. You're just gonna serve the forearms to the front, keeping the legs strong and keep extending. And then you're gonna hit against your own resistance. Try to soften here. And you can actually soften by setting the forehead onto the top of the forearms and just keep drawing the chest forward as you're squeezing the legs in this straddle forward extension. Notice you have to keep the core engaged, the legs engaged, the breath steady. And if you're paying attention with every breath, something is happening, not much. Big changes hardly ever happen, and when they do, they're usually catastrophic, right? Both in the body and on earth. But little changes, what you want is little changes. Can you feel where the body is willing to give just a little bit? Use the legs and the core, bring yourself up, relax the arms down, and then walk the feet back. Oh, that could be, you might need a presidential order for that one. Now root the feet down. We're gonna go to tabletop, either with straight knees or bent knees. And then you're lifting out of your shoulders, you take a deep inhale and go, slowly release the hips down. Reach forward and try to control your descent back to your back as much as possible via the core and the legs, one vertebra at a time, reclining back. And then once you're on your back, grab the soles of your feet for happy baby. Breathing nice and steady.
feeling what you're feeling. Breathing into the sensation. Not breathing besides the thoughts about the sensation. Quite different, right? You're breathing into the sensation. Big breath in, and big breath out. Hug your knees to your chest, and then extend the legs straight up. Observe, see what's shaking, what's happening. Plow or stay here, and then if you're in plow, take a couple of breaths in plow before you go to your shoulder stand. So either leg extension while staying on a floor. Either way, the feet are above. And then there's a curious, lovely, light, cool sensation that runs through your toes. See if you can be present to it. Those of you in shoulder stand, go back to plow. If you're on a block, keep enjoying the block. You don't have to do anything. Those of you who are in plow, do a fish as well after that plow, just to counterpose the shoulder stand. We don't have to stay in fish for long. Just kind of move through the motions of rinsing the sensations out that you created. If you benefit from sticking your tongue out and letting the whole week go, just do that. And then we'll rendezvous everyone back in that happy baby. And you know, take your time getting there. Just nice and steady, slow motion. Hug your knees to your chest. And pivot over for a supine twist, knees to the right, arms out to letter T, and play with it, right? So you might have landed somewhere habitual, but there's ways to try something new.
Exhale. Deep inhale. And deep exhale.
Pivot to the other side. Find that sensation, that ease, that spaciousness, breath. And then come back to center and release to Shavasana. Soften the belly, soften the breath. Let the breath dance with the chest cavity and the belly. And if you feel like there are stones on a heart, just keep exhaling through the mouth, kind of like a ha. And until it feels like there's a little softness, a little ease. Deep inhale and let it go. Wiggle fingers and toes. And how about we curl to the left? And then press to a seat, hands to heart. Again, that place of intuition, that place that knows that it's so much harder to show vulnerability than to scream. Inhale. Thank you so much for practicing. Peace be with you. Namaste. Thank you, guys.